Greetings, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel. Yesterday, we were considering the only resolution that matters ultimately, the resurrection resolution. In Philippians 3, Paul says all his accomplishments, all his accolades are rubbish next to knowing Christ. And in verse 10, Paul says that above all things, I want to know Him, Christ, and the power of His resurrection, and may share in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Now I noted yesterday that the order seems strange there. You'd expect Paul to say, we suffer, then die, and then we attain the resurrection from the dead. But Paul says, his resolution is to know Christ and the power of His resurrection, and then suffer, die, and attain the resurrection. And I suggested that the only reason we can endure suffering in this life is because we are united to Jesus, because we have union with the One who suffered and died and entered into resurrection glory. You see, the resurrection means everything for Paul. If you were to construct a house out of Paul's teachings, the doorway, the very entrance into Paul's house, is the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Being in Christ, which Paul says again and again and again, is about being united to the only One who has passed through suffering and death into resurrection glory. If we get that, we come at Paul's 13 New Testament writings with a completely different lens, and we can see how his word from God can then impact our own lives as we suffer in a broken world. And we can resolve to be like Paul and resolve to reach the resurrection through suffering. Suffering that comes when we take up our cross and live for God's glory. Now, hearing this may be discouraging to some of us. I mean, Paul really seems to relish suffering. And he seems to be on a whole nother level when it comes to the resurrection power to endure it. But my friends, if Paul were here, he would encourage us to read on. He writes in Philippians 3, 12-14, not that I've already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul is saying, hey, I have not yet reached the goal. I am not yet perfect either. But I press on because God, Christ has gotten a hold of me. And we might argue with Paul. Okay, Paul, fine. You're not yet perfect either. But really, Paul, you're the guy who took the gospel practically everywhere. You're so extroverted, you preach for hours every single day in all the major cities in your day. Oh, and in your spare time, you wrote half of the New Testament. Paul, you resolved to do 1,000 things that none of us could do. And if Paul were here, he would say, no, dear sister. No, dear brother. Please look back to the middle of verse 13. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul says, I'm only doing one thing in 1,000 ways, pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And how do you do that one thing? Well, Paul says, you must forget what lies behind. You must have daily amnesia, always forgetting what is in the rearview mirror. Now, Paul has just dismissed all his achievements. We just heard that. But he's also telling us to forget our past failures. Remember, Paul helped murder Stephen? We cannot get hung up on things we failed at, those things that we refused to do. And remember, Paul has also been a victim. How many folks have scarred Paul and betrayed him? He lives with some kind of thorn in his side. And you too may have been wronged in the past, perhaps horribly. And yes, you may walk with a limp for the rest of your earthly life. But while those scars are significant, union with Jesus Christ means they're not determinative. Which leads to the second part of the one thing. By faith, you must strain forward to what lies ahead. And what does straining forward look like? It means trusting. Christ will give you the grace needed just when you need it so that you can complete your race. And you remember the upwards call. Jesus has effectually called you Christian, which means Jesus has made you his own, and he won't let you go until you reach the resurrection life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have made us your own. You take hold of us and won't let us go. Please forgive us for not keeping our upward call in you, central in everything that we're doing. And grant that we may take in the gospel paradox, that whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. May we heed your words and find ourselves willing to be like those seeds that fall on the ground and die, that we may bear much fruit in 2021 for your glory and the good of our neighbor. Amen.